Last week, Police Commissioner Mike Bush announced a trial of special patrol vehicles carrying armed officers. The armed response teams will be made up of members of the Armed Offender Squad and run for 6 months in three regions, Canterbury, Monaco and the Waikato. Some groups are wary of the announcement, saying there's no need for such a unit in New Zealand and it will only lead to unnecessary deaths. I spoke with Emi Rakete from People Against Prisons Aotearoa about the announcement, first asking what police were actually proposing.
Last Friday, Commissioner Mike Bush announced that going for the next 6 months on a trial basis, teams of Armed Offender Squad police officers will be patrolling nearly 24/7 in neighbourhoods in counties Monaco, Waikato and Canterbury.
And what is their reasoning for this? Has there been an increase in violent crime? They feel needs guns or what?
Well, that's the most interesting thing about Bush's proposal. He's been pushing for the armament of frontline police officers since 2009, before he was actually even police commissioner. And on Friday, the reasoning that he gave for why this was an apparently necessary plan to put forward was that the operating environment for the police has evolved. And he made a lot of references to Christchurch. Well, I've got a lot of interest as a member of People Against Prisons Aotearoa in what crime statistics look like. So I asked the police at the start of the year for all of their data on firearm crimes. And what that data showed was that assaults on police officers have been going down since records started. And the percentage of firearms involved assaults on police has been declining too. It's gone down from about nearly 1% of assaults on police officers to a fraction of 1% of all assaults on police officers involving any firearms. Overall, the incidence of crime in which a firearm is involved has been declining over the last 5 years. So the problem that this is supposedly in response to is actually getting better all on its own. And there is no new operating environment that has made this plan necessary. It's come out of nowhere. It's been put forward because Mike Bush has his own agenda, which he's already been pushing for years now. But there's no reason to suspect that this will make anybody any safer at all. In fact, I have exactly the opposite concern.
And if I'm not mistaken, police do already have weapons in their vehicles if they need them.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. So they've got access to firearms in every car, and they also have lockboxes of guns at the station. That's why there was such a quick response to the white supremacist terrorist attack in Christchurch. Ordinary police officers were able to get weapons and respond in a really timely manner, and there's no reason to think that roving teams of heavily armed police commandos would have been able to do any kind of better job.
And the areas that have been chosen for the sort of initial trial, why have they been chosen? Do we know why?
Well, Christchurch is an obvious one. Mm. It's a place where we've already seen what fascist terror looks like. And so that is a part of an effort on the police's part to tie this policy to the idea that this will make us safer somehow. Now, the other two districts which they've chosen are counties Monaco and Waikato. And allegedly, this is because these are the districts in which the most firearm crime occurs, where the police confiscate the most firearms and where the most firearms have been handed in. But we have to understand something about the history of these areas before we can start to take crime statistics seriously. Counties Monaco and Waikato are some of the brownest regions in the country. If we ask ourselves where Maori and Pacific people live in this country, the answer to that question is we live in Counties Monaco and we live in Waikato. So we've already had decades of extremely heavy-handed over-policing of communities in Counties Monaco and Waikato. And so, of course, the crime statistics look heavier in those areas. That's where the police have been looking for decades. I don't think that we can use evidence gathered during the fucking dawn raids to pretend that the police have got some fantastic insight into where the most crime just happens to occur and it just happens to be where all the brown people live. When we pair the fact that the police are proposing to put SUVs full of heavily armed police commandos wielding assault rifles, wandering at random in some of the most deprived and most ethnically diverse neighborhoods in the country, we show ourselves how the police treat the people who live in those neighborhoods. And luckily for me, I have been looking through this data as part of my role for People in Prisons Aotearoa, and also for my my university research. And what this data that the police gather about the use of force tells us is that Māori are almost 8 times more likely to have force used against them than a Pākehā person is in this country. The police are extremely disproportionate in their use of violence. Māori are almost 13 times more likely to be mauled by an attack dog. The police have shot and killed more people in the last 20 years than they did in the 80 years that came before that. So if we're talking about public safety and how we can improve public safety, it's really obvious that putting more firearms in the hands of police is actually going to achieve the opposite of that. There is no crisis that the police are preventing by arming up in this way, but there is a crisis which they'll contribute to, the crisis of racist police brutality in this country. And this measure is another step that will advance that crisis of racist police brutality. That's why we have to absolutely oppose this plan, absolutely oppose this trial, and shut it down before we get more blood on the streets, because that is exactly what this is going to lead to.
And how worrying is it that this is the direction New Zealand police are headed, when sort of every day we're seeing stats from countries like the United States of America showing just how bad police violence when they are armed is?
Well, it's extremely inexplicable to me, and that's a question that I can't answer because I'm not a psychologist. What I can tell you is that police officers report being injured on the job at half the national average rate. It's much more dangerous to be a telephone line worker, a garbage person, or a bartender than it is to be a police officer in this country. Police are very safe at work. It's been more than 10 years now since a police officer was killed on the job, thankfully. So there's no threat that needs to be disarmed. There's no problem that this kind of extreme escalation of armament is going to be solving. It's really a completely inexplicable policy that only makes sense and when you take into account the fact that Mike Bush has been trying to achieve this since 2009, that this is something which, for whatever reason, a huge contingent of senior police management want to go ahead. None of those guys are elected officials. They're all appointed bureaucrats who have been in position for years now. But we don't vote on them. We don't get to decide if their ideas are any good. But this would be a fundamental change in how policing is carried out in this country. Most of us take for granted the fact that if we are out and about in public and someone sees a phone or a wallet in our hand, that if they mistake that for being a firearm, there isn't going to be a kill squad of paramilitary police officers with AR-15s around the corner. That will be the case now in most of the country. And if this trial is approved, that will be the case everywhere, on every street corner, at any moment. There could be a death squad ready and armed to kill you in the street, like we see happen every day in the United States of America. This is a really, really concerning change.
Is this something that the Police Minister, Stuart Nash, could stop? Because he seems to just kind of be saying, well, this is a matter for the Police Commissioner. I'm not really going to get involved.
No, Stuart Nash is being a spineless coward on this question. He's saying that this is an operational concern. An operational question would be, do we want to have 3 police officers in this neighbourhood on Friday night, or do we want to have 4 police officers? But I think that most people in the country will recognise that if we're deciding to put more than 300 heavily armed police officers with automatic rifles and access to attack dog teams patrolling neighbourhoods at random, waiting for the off chance that something happens, getting bored, getting itchy trigger fingers, that is a fundamental change in how policing is done in this country, and that decision should not be made by a handful of unelected bureaucrats with no democratic oversight whatsoever. This is a foundational change to our country, to all of our lives, that we deserve to have a say in. And it's cowardice, absolute cowardice, for Stuart Nash to say that it's not his decision. It absolutely is something that he has responsibility for as the Minister for Police.
Has Mike Bush actually said what the kind of parameters for success are? So what needs to happen if they are to expand the trial, or is it kind of just, we're going to do this and then I'll decide a few months down the line whether we expand it?
So Mike Bush says that this is going to be part of the new approach to evidence-based policing. So I'm a master's student, so a PhD student at the University of Auckland, and my research interest is in police violence. Now, we will not be getting this data. They will not be releasing this. So if we're asking if this is going to be conducted in a scientific manner, if they're going to make the decision on the basis of scientific evidence, no, they're not. They're going to hand it to an internal think tank whose work will not be subject to peer review. You couldn't do a level 100 sociology assignment by that standard. That's how rigorous the police's work is going to be. They'll be doing exactly what they always do, which is investigating themselves and deciding that they didn't do anything wrong. Just like when they shoot someone in the head on the street, just like when they pepper spray a dog, just like when they pepper spray a child sitting in the backseat of a dad's car, just like when they set an attack dog on a 12-year-old girl hiding at midnight in an abandoned kindergarten, they will decide if what they've done is right. And we won't get to unless we force them to listen to us, which is why we need a mass movement pushing back against this decision.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Just in the interest of balance, I did contact the police for an interview regarding that, and they declined. So, you know, maybe at some point they will, but not yet.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.